Well, back in the saddle for another edition of Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. My name's Glenner. I'm your host for the next 30 minutes or whatever. I don't know. I don't have a watch on it. Jesus, give me a break. Got a good show for you this week. We're going to look at top things you didn't know about women until it was too late. An episode of Fuck My Life. Gross things our partners do. A foodie roundup, nerd news, and pooping in groups. This week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Guys, you remember the first time you moved in with a girl? Decided to share a pad? A funny list came out. 10 things about women that men did not know until they moved in with one. So let me hip you to some of these. Just like cats, they naturally gravitate to the warmest parts of the house. Let's see, one guy says, quote, I'm honestly unsure if she loves me or just my excess heat. Number two, women take showers with boiling water. Oh, this one's true, too. This one never changes. They never finish their drinks. I find 2 cups of half-drunk coffee scattered around the house multiple times a week. Maria's out with water. She likes to drink water, but she'll get a glass of water, drink half of it, then go to get a different glass of water. The only glass that's ever empty around her and around the house is a wine glass. She takes her bra off at the end of the day the same way I take off my belt, with the force of 1,000 suns and a sigh of relief. This next one is really good. Women have 1,000,000 black hair ties and also none. Usually the only time, but she does have millions. Usually she can't ever find them. The cat always seems to find them. Another thing men found out about women after moving in with them is just how long it takes to put on makeup. The guy said he never saw his mom do hers and didn't realize it's a whole thing. Another one said, yeah, their hair, it gets everywhere. A guy's toes was hurting, so he took his shoes off, found a single hair, wrapped around it, cutting off the circulation. Another guy said pillows. Lots of pillows. Pillows everywhere. They can never get enough pillows. And finally, one other thing that some guy chimed in that he didn't know about till he moved in with his gal. Common areas guests can see must be spotless. The personal space that cannot be seen by guests, absolute disaster zones. Oh yeah, the guest bathroom is beautiful. Hers, not so much, right? You looked at the floor of her closet, and she's complaining about your garage.
Maria?
Hi.
Oh, hi, baby. What's going on?
You're a strong, independent, modern-day gal, right?
Sure, if you say so. I'll go with it.
You can make it on your own.
Oh, please don't.
You're going to make it after all. Now throw your hat in the air. Anyway, I say that because I was looking over. I found something that comes. We kind of discussed something like this a year or so ago, but this one is different. And it comes from a sex education textbook from the early 1960s.
Oh, that's going to go over well.
But no, this is some important stuff that I think women should know, and some of it holds up to this very day.
Well, some stuff that maybe men should know, too.
Yeah.
You'd be really smart to be careful.
No, I'm going to just read this verbatim, and we begin. When retiring to the bedroom, prepare yourself for bed as promptly as possible. Whilst feminine hygiene is of the utmost importance, your tired husband does not want to cue from the bathroom, as he would have to do for his train if he was late. But remember to look your best when going to bed. Try to achieve a look that is welcoming without being obvious. If you need to apply face cream or hair rollers, wait until he is asleep, as this can be shocking to a man last thing at night.
I wouldn't call him a man.
Well, I don't know. If I never saw that, rolled over and saw this. Okay. But that's it continues. When it comes to the possibility of intimate relations with your husband, it is important to remember your marriage vows. and in particular, your commitment to obey him. If he feels he needs to sleep immediately, then so be it. In all things, be led to by your husband's wishes. Do not pressure him in any way to stimulate intimacy. Should your husband suggest, Congress then agree humbly, all the while being mindful that a man's satisfaction is more important than a woman's.
Obviously, this man's divorced.
Oh, this was, I have no idea who wrote this.
He's got some cojones.
Well, this was a different time, sweetheart.
I know, but I would be worried that she has a gun.
Oh, look, hold on, this is the best part. Okay. When the man reaches his moment of fulfillment, a small moan from yourself is encouraging to him, and quite sufficient to indicate any enjoyment that you may have had.
Oh, I'll clap my hands. Yay. Needless to say, that won't be happening to anyone who wants that shit with me.
Okay, I'll edit that. Should your husband suggest any of the more unusual practices, be obedient and uncomplaining, but register any reluctance by remaining silent.
Wow.
It is likely that your husband will then fall promptly asleep, so adjust your clothing, refreshen up, and apply your nighttime face and hair care products. You may then set the alarm so that you can arise shortly before him in the morning. This will enable you to have his morning cup of coffee ready when he awakes. So, honey, you've been doing it wrong. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. You've been doing it all wrong.
Yeah, you want a divorce, obviously.
Just a simple moan, not all this, oh, God, stuff. Just a simple moan.
Stop it.
And then a pat on the back.
I'm going to pat you on the back.
So, there you go. I think...
I got your pat for you right here.
I think we have a new ritual now, so...
Yeah, we do. I would suggest you don't open the door. And if you do, you best be humble and on your best behavior. Get the curlers out of your hair.
All right, I'll make sure to apply fresh face cream after you've gone to bed. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Well, hold off if you haven't had your breakfast yet. You know what you should be doing is fasting, about 14 hours a day. Stop eating at 7 p.m. and then eat around 9 a.m. the next day. Then you're fine. See, and that's just in time because you're probably feeling hungry. So now would be a good time for a foodie roundup, right? Okay. We kick off with this one. If you've been amazed at how delicious a recent zero sugar product tastes, there might be a surprising reason for that. Pepsi is recalling 230 cases of Schweppes zero sugar ginger ale because it's actually chock full of sugar. Okay, so their sugar-free drink is chock full of sugar. Okay. If you do need a good energy boost, they say the top three things nutritionists say you should eat to get over, your midday thing. Complex hard carbohydrates. Wheat bread, oatmeal, brown rice, beans, potatoes. High fiber foods. Fruits, veggies, grains, nuts. Healthy fats, meaning unsaturated kinds of... What? You mean Red Bull's not on there? Forget it. Elsewhere, our idiot of the day had to do with food. Guy in Canada, Justin Rabicki, has been harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening the last 6 months, and he can't get it to stop. They were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are not only his address, but also his email and his phone number. And he's getting countless. He called Pizza 73 and told him not to accept any other orders. But then the scammer switched to Domino's. Somebody keeps ordering pizzas for this guy. He should just shut up and enjoy it. Did you miss National Grilled Cheese Day? That's a thing. So how do you like your grilled cheese? No one knows exactly how the old grilled cheese sandwich is. Nobody knows how old it is. But there was something like it in Mrs. Rohrer's new cookbook from 1902. The French were the first to make it a thing in 1910. 57% of Americans prefer white bread for grilled cheese. 20% put mayo on them. All right. The three healthiest and least healthy condiments. The healthiest, mustard, salsa, straight vinegar. Yeah, because that's what we use. The least, mayonnaise, ketchup, and barbecue sauce. McDonald's debuting the first ever scented billboards. Ever wanted to go smell a billboard? Well, now you can. Who hasn't wanted to smell a billboard? For now, they're only in the Netherlands. Well, you know, weed's legal there. It's a bit of a stunt. They don't show any ads. They're just blank red or yellow signs. But they have smells piped in and vented out. And they smell like, oh, they smell like McDonald's French fries. Now you're cheating. I was thinking like the shake machine or something, but no. Pumping out the smell of McDonald's French fries should be against the law. But that is our foodie roundup. Yeah. Hey, do you watch the show Survivor? I haven't watched it in a long time. I watched a couple seasons here and there, but I haven't watched it in forever. It was like, okay. As you know, contestants on Survivor pretty much being filmed 24/7. They do get privacy, like if they have to go to the bathroom. But get this. Did you know they only get privacy? There's no cameras if they go to the bathroom alone. But Jeff Probst, the host and the producer, says, quote, get this quote. If you're going to the bathroom with another person or people, that's your own thing. But we will keep shooting you. Why is that? Because when you poop in groups, you might talk strategy. And if you're talking strategy, they're going to get it on camera. So let this be a lesson. If you go on to Survivor, poop alone. Who poops in groups? That's just weird. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. First, Bob, you're gonna go find the map. And I don't like it. This whole thing reeks. It all smells. I could have used different phrasing on that.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
All right, we love to run this segment when we know that you're probably feeling life is kind of sucky right now and you're down in the dumps. Well, let's pick you up at the expense of others. It's time for another rousing episode of
Fuck My Life.
And once again, you are valued X-Rock listeners are the ones that sent these in. So I thank you and I have pity on you. And we begin. Today, I had to return a shirt to the store. My mom offered to do it for me on her way to work. So I gave her the shirt and the receipt later. I remembered that on that same receipt, I had purchased condoms, lube, and whipped cream.
Fuck my life.
Today, we drove 6 hours to get to our Airbnb for what was supposed to be a nice four-day getaway. But when we got there, my girlfriend realized she had forgotten her suitcase. Yep, everything. Put her in a very bad mood, so she made me drive 6 hours back to her place to get it. When I got there, it's when I realized her keys to her apartment were still in her purse 6 hours back at the Airbnb.
Fuck my life.
Today, while I was walking my friend's dog around the neighborhood, I saw a little girl fall off her bike. I let go of the dog and ran over to help the little girl. The girl was okay, but the dog ran into the street and got hit by a truck.
Fuck my life.
Today, my boyfriend's obsession with card tricks reached a new low when he barged into the bathroom while I was sitting there taking a number two so he could ask if I would pick a card.
Fuck my life.
Today, I locked my keys in my car. After looking for the spare key for hours, I called my insurance company, who then sent a quote-unquote locksmith who showed up with a wedge and a crowbar. All he did was break the door handles on the driver's side and passenger side. Yeah, my stuff is still inside the car.
Fuck my life.
Today I had my wisdom teeth pulled. The local anesthesia worked on 3 of the 4 teeth, but I found out about the last tooth just about the time the dentist was mid-yank.
Fuck my life.
Today, a coworker and I pulled a prank on our boss. She got his keys, rolled down his window. I took a car window from a junkyard, sprinkled broken pieces on the ground near his door to make it look like his car had been broken into. His response was to get angry and kick the nearest object in anger. The nearest object happened to be my car.
Fuck my life.
Well, there you go. See, I think we all feel a little bit better about our miserable little existence, don't we? Hey, I was looking online. We always find these weird things. This one popped up. Somebody asked the internet, what's something that just makes you go, wow, who the heck figured this out? And some of the marvels that people suggested. Number one on the list, somebody wrote coffee. Quote, somebody thought, this berry tastes horrible. Maybe if I pull the seed out, set it on fire for a little bit, then grind it up and run hot water through it, I can drink it. Somebody had to come up with that. Cataloging mushrooms. Someone joked, this one killed Fred. This one makes you see God for 3 days. And this one tastes kind of like chicken. So somebody had to go through all of those. Record players. Quote, turning micro squiggles on vinyl into perfect reproductions of people's voices and instruments. What is this, witchcraft? How about this one? Anything to do with astronomy? Quote, massive planets, distances of stars, locations of black holes. A lot of impressive brain power and technology. Somebody else put MRIs. As a med student, I was briefly taught how these things work. And oh my God, how the hell did anybody think about this? Yeah, you know, you could say that about a lot of things nowadays. Any technology, computing in general, cameras. All right, how is it possible that some device is able to somehow capture the exact images at a point with one click? Wow. Heck, what we're doing now? Radio and wireless transmission. Microwave ovens. Someone was like testing microwave equipment for some military thing and noticed a candy bar in their pocket melted. I don't know. And finally, somebody said, I want to know how someone figured out after the MGM lion in The Wizard of Oz Wars to play Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and see what happens. Well, like so many good things, that one obviously included weed. All right. Now, as you know, I've been married a long time, me and lovely Maria. And I heard something on a TV show about, you know, the honeymoon phase of a relationship and then like the next phase, which is where you find out all the things, the gross things, the little things about your partner, and you have to decide, can I look past all of these and still have a relationship? And if you're really in love, you look past a lot of stuff. People on social media are talking about the grossest things their partner does that they've come to accept. There's some pretty funny ones. One lady says he picks his teeth with the point of a knife. It's not really gross, but the sound of metal against teeth makes me cringe. He leaves used Q-tips everywhere. Okay, that's gross. This guy says she bites huge cartoonish chunks out of cheese we have in the fridge. I mean, that's also kind of hilarious, right? Big chunk. I mean, big, not just like a little nibble. She take just bite off a huge piece of mouthful of cheese. He forcefully gags himself when brushing his teeth to remove phlegm. It's shockingly loud, and he does it every single tooth brushing. She nearly dies from choking on stringy cheese every time she eats a mozzarella stick. She never learns and doesn't stop. It's kind of this one. Next one's not really gross, but more of a pet peeve. She mixes M&Ms and Skittles in a bowl and eats them together. That is kind of weird. Skittles and M&Ms? Oh, here's another one. She sucks her tea bags dry. All right, that's disgusting. And actually, that line just sounds dirty, doesn't it? I don't know why I'm thinking that. She really sucks those tea bags dry. Doesn't that just... He allows his dog to sleep in bed with him, and the dog regularly pees in the bed. Okay, nope. Done there. He sometimes eats while using the bathroom. Oh, my God. And finally, this one I don't like either. She poops without closing the toilet door. And I need all the doors to be closed for that. That's my fortress of solitude when that happens. Leave me alone. She eats her peas one at a time. This whole list sounds like something from a Seinfeld episode, doesn't it? It's also an educational program. You know that. That's why we like to talk science. It's time for your nerd news. We got hot people fubbing and the gas in Uranus. Time for your nerd news. Quick rundown this week in science. The mix of gases trapped inside Uranus might be different than what we thought. Same goes for Neptune. A study found there could be more methane in there than expected, specifically methane ice. Fun fact, of course, methane odorless, but highly flammable, so you don't want to light a match near Uranus, for God's sake. That's the sophomoric portion of the program. The first non-American to set foot on the moon will be from Japan. The White House announced two Japanese astronauts will get seats on a future lunar landing mission. Only 12 people have ever walked on the moon. All Americans. No one's been up there since 72, so we're going to try that out. That'll be way to go. Good for them. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, posted a sped-up video of last week's eclipse from outer space with the entire planet in the frame. The New York Times wants to let you know there will be a last total eclipse someday. The moon is drifting away from us and won't be big enough to cover the sun. So that'll be in about 620 million years. In sad science news, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Peter Higgs passed away at 94. He won it in 2013 for predicting the Higgs boson, or God particle, way back in 64. It's a fundamental particle that gives everything its mass. Okay, well, take your word for it. We got bathroom news in science. If you're a man over 50 who constantly has to pee, there's an app for that now on the way. All right, we're going to have to talk to Dr. Tony Nima on this. Apparently, urologists have developed it to offer pelvic floor training and bladder control tips. Full results from the study are expected later this year. So I guess it's an app to do your Kegels or something. I don't know. Elsewhere, scientists in the Netherlands think they found the specific gene that makes people left-handed. Only around 10% of people worldwide are lefties. So it's got to be in the genes, right? It's got to be. In work news, don't reach for your phone while your husband or wife complains about their boss. It's called fubbing, a mashup of phone and snubbing. Study found getting fubbed makes us worse at our jobs. So while somebody's complaining, you pick up your phone and go, That's fubbing. Did you know that? Now we got a new word, fubbing. And finally, in your nerd news, it's music news. Good way to wrap it up. Researchers played people different songs and asked them where they felt the music. Head, heart, and stomach were the most common answers. The lead author says it shows music isn't just something we listen to. It's an experience felt throughout the entire body. Well, duh! I could have told them that! Damn. That's what we do! It's our middle name is... So, stick around, because I'm going to let you experience the X-Rock Morning Show throughout your entire body. You're welcome. Hey, here's a question. You ever wanted to know what it's like to vacation like James Bond? This could be your ticket. Princess Cruises has a new $1 billion ship called Sun Princess, and they're wondering what you think of its onboard casino. So, they're offering one person and a guest an all-expense-paid one-week cruise to test the casino and report back about the experience. In addition to free food and drinks, you'll also get a $500 stipend to spend at the casino, along with an additional $500 for the cruise allowance. In exchange, you just want you to rate the casino on a scale of 1 to 10 based on criteria like game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food, drinks, support services, customer service, and more. You can apply right now to the end of the month on the Princess Cruise Line website. And to go, you'll need to be able to take a cruise in October or November. They're not sure which. But really, $500 stipend? Great, so you're there for a week to test out the casino. I'd be in the casino 15 minutes and be like, bam, I'm out. I got none left. All I hit was one blackjack table. I have no idea about your casino. Sorry, Sun Princess. It's the best I could muster. I think I told you about when Maria and I got married, we went on a cruise. But our gambling thing happened the night before. We were in Puerto Rico. And we got married, okay, and we drank a bottle of rum. We were way drunk. I don't gamble. Probably that night, he woke up the next morning late to get on a boat to over. I wake up in bed, covered in about $700 worth of quarters. Neither of us remember gambling. So, I don't know if Princess is going to want us as the couple. But, you know, I've got, like, my buddy John DeCrosta has been a comedian and has worked on cruise lines for years. Remember John DeCrosta? He's been up here before. He was the one that did the voice of the Pillsbury Doughboy. He did the voice of some of the Transformers on the Transformer movies. He did a voiceover for video games. Great comic. He's, to this day, works cruise ships. I don't think I could do it. There's certain questions you have to ask before working on a cruise ship. Like, can I keep a straight face when someone mentions a poop deck? I don't think I could do it. And do I enjoy losing weight through vomiting, diarrhea, or a combination of both? Will I get grossed out by overweight couples engaged in foreplay in a lounge chair? Do I really consider ventriloquists as entertainment? You're on that boat for a while, and that big boat gets very small very quick. Do I like crab legs for dinner? Well, yeah. What about for lunch and breakfast and snacks? A lot of crabs. That's what I'm... And really, to be honest, have the words fun and shuffleboard ever been said in the same sentence? Do I enjoy whale watching at the pool? Am I ready for a cause of death to be listed as iceberg? I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to spend more time heaving over a toilet than a supermodel would. I don't think I'm cut out for a cruise ship. I think that's what I'm getting at here. Time for me to vent old man style with another episode of There, I Said It. Standing up to give voice to the voiceless. These are things you all think. I'm just saying it out loud. For instance, every ass clown out there wants a review nowadays. You literally can't have a meal without a restaurant and the server want you to review them. Get a delivery of dog poop bags. A manufacturer and delivering company wants reviews. Just stop it. Just do your job. Don't worry about what we think. There, I said it. If you do it well, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Or care. You know you're middle age when garbage day becomes an event you actually look forward to. There, I said it. I hope that contemporary serial killers up their game because we're kind of running out of good Netflix documentaries. I said it. Restaurants that insist on quirky names for the menu are idiotic. I'm a grown man. I'm ordering a burger with everything, not the whole shebang or bang bang. I hate when you want something, but they've given it a cute name. You can't just... You know, guys who have to shave at the gym are almost certainly on some sort of offender registry. I just know it. I said it. People who post photos of their extracted tooth or any medical condition on Facebook. Stop it. We don't... You know what? Let us know after you get out of surgery. We don't need to see the picture of you in your little robe on a gurney sitting in the hospital room with a thumbs up. Or worse yet, of photos of the stitches of the operation or the severed thumb or the missing tooth. Stop it. Just stop it. I know you're looking for sympathy, but it's just coming across as gross and creepy. I said it. Well, that was fun, right? We didn't break anything that I know of, so maybe we should get the hell out of here. Next week on the podcast, reasons that tattoo has to go. Questions Google simply can't answer. Wacky pet names. Why beards are nasty. And wearing band merch. Next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.